Nagas, Copper Bear. I am slumming it up tonight. We're simultaneously streaming over to the Facebook. I'm going to see what kind of fucking weird shit we can get in tonight with those people. I was going to do a Ask a Flat Earther episode or True Earther, but then I thought that might just bring a lot of trolls in. Hello. So I just figured I'll just kind of make it a little bit less focused on flat earth. Welcome in. Yeah, I had some allergic reactions. Yeah, Facebook, right? I had some allergic reactions on Tuesday. The dairy that I usually don't try to consume had like just wasn't hives, but it was pretty close. Just like in my beard. I almost shaved. It was that bad. So yeah. That was Time's Up from Living Color on their second album. And always trying to expose you people to some new music or some old new music, as it were. So I got matched up with this girl, Kathleen, on one of the dating apps. And I thought I would read her narrative because I thought it was pretty funny. So she has not answered me back yet, but we have matched up. She says, nobody puts kitty in a text box. Okay, Cupid matched me with a glory hole at a truck stop outside of Valdosta. What's up, Samoan Poppy? So I'm just here in hopes that Tinder has something more to offer. I like long walks on the beach until the shrooms wear off and I realize I'm in a retention pond in your dad's underwear ordering an Uber from my Juul. I smile a lot despite the darkness inside. Yoga, massage, hiking, spirituality, reading, rambling, writer, raconteur, winning sense of humor, neuro spicy, playing for keeps. Thought that was pretty funny. Yeah, I'm glad you're on the dating sites. I don't have to. Yeah, it's all for your enjoyment. It's just my life is an open book. So I thought that was pretty funny. I think I said something like, you got jokes and, you know, I look forward to getting to know you, which is, you know, I'm being really generous with my optimism there because most people don't say shit to you. They don't talk back. You match up and you go. And it's weird because a lot of the dating apps, Mr. Whitbear, welcome in. A lot of the dating apps, a lot of the women on there are always like, I'm dating intentionally. And I'm like, God, I want to be such a smart ass sometimes, but I know it's not going to bode well for me in the end. But I'm like, if you're dating intentionally and you have a dating app and you're swiping, right? And then you get a match. Or right when you're swiping, you don't match. You say, that guy looks interesting. I'll swipe on him. When it does match up, do you forget that you're on the app and that you need to go back and look and see who you matched up with? Like a couple of days have gone by and you don't go, let me see what's going on with that profile, that dating profile I put up. Nothing. Zero, zero, zero-ness. They don't do it. They it's almost as if they never even had a dating profile to begin with. It's highly counterintuitive. I do not get it. Who's like, who's rules, who's style. I don't know. I don't know. I had a friend, she's trying to hook me up with somebody, that she knows that she thinks will be interesting for me. So usually getting hooked up with somebody you actually know is a little bit better than dating somebody from scratch from the internet. Flo Cow, welcome in. Tonight we're simultaneously streaming to Facebook. So we'll see what kind of shenanigans we can get into there. And I have some things to share, some videos and some funny stuff. And so any thoughts on OJ kicking the bucket today? I know he was a vaccine salesman there for a minute with all of his rhetoric with, 99% of the people that are in the hospitals are all the unvaccinated. Horseshit. Never happened. Never happened. Let's bring this mic up here. Port Bear, should it make you that? Where is Port Bear? I haven't seen him in a while. Port Bear, calling all Port Bear. Hello, Negroes. Good evening. We'll see if anybody from Facebook even gets curious as to what the hell we're doing here. I was going to do Ask a True Earther stream, and then I thought, like, fuck them. They can figure it out. They all think I'm fucking incredibly conspiratorial, which is actually the opposite. I don't think I'm that conspiratorial at all. I almost don't believe many of these conspiracies. I believe conspiracy facts. I believe shit like 9/11 was obviously not box cutters. The price of that famous Bronco just went up. Yeah. I tend to think what was today Owen was talking about, that it may have been mafia related, because apparently they were like big time swingers and they were into the drug trade and stuff, meaning Nicole and OJ. But I also tend to think that his original contention that it may have been OJ's oldest son, who was unknown, had some psychological problems and had been in therapy and had some had made some dangerous threats and attacked people with knives and stuff, that it may have been him that had did it, and that OJ was actually just covering up for his son's what do you want to call them, sins, or what did he do? Jungle thieves seems like a good front for drug running, maybe. You know, I mean, I think people that are rich get super, super bored and they just get involved in all kinds of nonsense. So, yeah. What was his son's name? What is, let's look it up. What's OJ's oldest son's name? OJ's oldest son's transgressions. So, we had Sydney and Justin. Those are the younger ones. And then there was the three oldest children, Arnell, Jason, and Aaron. I never heard of Aaron. Aaron with an A. A and then a little A and then R-E-N. Sup, legends. What's up, Shadow Mind Bear? So nobody's in the Facebook comments yet. Or if they are, it's not streaming over to StreamYard yet. I'm really curious to see what kind of subterfuge ends up finding its way into our chat here. Yeah, my allergic reaction on Tuesday was ridiculous. I mean, it was almost like what do you want to call those? Not pock marks. I'll pop over to Facebook like the good non-producer. Yeah, check it out and see what's going on over there. It was like hives, and it's in my beard and it's super, super itchy. So those are the times, like, I usually almost never have a problem with my beard or have any issues with itchiness. Like, cause after you get, ask Joe, once you get to a certain point with a beard, it's just there. It's just an extension of yourself. But fuck, man, I felt like I was just going to rip my face off. I almost shaved, but I didn't do it. What's my handle? Well, it's Damien, and then I'll spell it in the chat so I'm not all, well, it doesn't really matter. This is going out to the internet machine anyway. You know how to spell my first name, right? With the A, not the E, not the evil one. It's much more benign. Yeah, so I wanted to show you guys, I got a couple of things. I named this episode Real Good Engineering, but I'll wait until we get some people into the chat for that. Emil Chavez sent you a friends request on Facebook.
Okay.
Well, I can't add you right now, but we'll look into that at some point. Grape juice. Eight-year-olds, dude. Eight-year-olds. Yeah, I've been feeling all that stress from the unauthorized stuff. It's been transferring onto me with my own stresses that have to do with, waiting for certain things to happen so that we can move on with our lives. Copper knows what I'm talking about. Yeah, are we friends on there, Copper Bear? I'll have to add you because I'm private. Hold on. Let me turn on Facebook on it because I had Facebook already queued up for another thing. So let's see here. We're streaming on Facebook as well. Oh, there you are. Okay, that's you. We don't know each other's fucking names, dude. It's so hilarious. Yeah, I've now added you now. Now I know your real name. And what's Tim Jester talking about? Oh, he liked the comment, so I'm sure he'll come in here. Tim's a NASA fanboy, longtime NASA fanboy. He knows about really good engineering. Yeah, I'm private. That's not by mistake. Speak of the devil. Port Bear, boom, boom. Man, it's going to be a good stream now. I got my 10 Planet Jiu-Jitsu tank top on there, Bubba. You were beckoned? Yes, you were. What did you think about OJ kicking the bucket? The good thing? Bad thing? Who was it that's still like... I think it was Base Jiu-Jitsu, who's was on episode 7 or 8. He's the one that's a brown belt out of Majorie, Pennsylvania, 10th Planet. I think he said legend. I think he was talking about him from his sports, from a sports point of view. All right, so let's check out this is called the cookie dip. I don't think there's any other audio to this, but this is pretty funny. So there's this Asian chick who's dipping this huge cookie into... why is that played again? He's dipping this cookie in a big saucer of ice cold milk, and she dips the bottom of it, and then she eats the top of the cookie. So this guy is going to brush his teeth, and he goes to put it up to his mouth, and then he starts brushing his forehead. I hate that I have to explain all this shit to you guys that are not watching and just listening. I had a special request of you making a Hood's Life, Hood's Rule meme. I don't know, what is Hood's Life? What is that life about? I might not be about that life. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to see if I'm able to look at Instagram on this other laptop to see you guys' comments because it scrolls up too fast on the Instagram. Yeah, weird shit, man. Weird Ghost in the Machine stuff's been happening because I go on tonight to log on to Instagram and the only Instagram it has is my two honky lips, which is a burner account, and then Hooli Dattle Bear. I don't know where Bears or Us is at. Now, it is over here. But now I won't be able to see that because I'm on the wrong one. All right. What's up, Midtown Thom _ real _ EST 8? Don't know you, but welcome in. Good times, noodle salad. All right, let's check this one out. This will probably piss off the Duchess of Decorum, but this is a video about women in the workplace.
And work, all the jobs they do are just stuff they would have done at home. Like, y'all really convince women. Isn't it kind of funny that now that women work, all the jobs they do are just stuff they would have done at home? Like, y'all really convince women to go take care of other people's children and other sick people and go manage other people's finances instead of just doing that for their family. And in doing so, now you've doubled the tax base. And if they don't want to work, their husband has to work twice as hard, and also convince them that even if he is working 80 hours a week, he has to come home and do 50% of the chores. It's almost like the whole point of this was like to turn women into wage slaves and like break the American family in half. By like commodifying their natural proclivities and telling them that being a stay-at-home mom is a bad idea. Now we have like half the successful marriages, half the children being born, and your dollar goes half as far. Ha ha, yay! But it's not all despair. Like, fellas, if you find a good girl, you should make sure that you can work as hard as you possibly can to keep her home with the kids. And ladies, by the way, if you find a good guy, which is not a guy who will use you as a human fleshlight that you met at the club, and if enough of them succeed, what does that really say about you? All that man wants is cooking, cleaning, children, and shut the f- up every once in a while. Oh, and don't use sex as a weapon. It's evil. If you can do those like five things, you're more valuable than gold. Never mind $25 an hour to look after somebody else's shitty kids. Now you get to do all these things that you like to do for your loving family who cares about you, instead of trying to do that and work for a giant corporation that doesn't care if you live or die, or being an indoctrination camp babysitter. It's actually a way better idea.
Okay, so just in case everyone's going to flip out that that's just one man's opinion, we'll look at the girl's opinion from this one. And that was that chick that was on here not too long ago who was like, that's all I want to do. Let's see videos. Which one was that? This, I think it was called This Girl Gets It, maybe. This kid gets it. Then there's This Girl Gets It. Let's check this one out. Oh, wait, that's the wrong one. All right, here it is. Here it is.
Women from the 60s really messed up my life goals. You don't want to stay at home.
What's up, Steezy?
And clean the house.
What's up, Chris?
Take care of the kids. You know, have dinner ready for your husbands when they got home from work. That is all I want to do. But no, you thought everyone wanted to be independent. I don't. I don't want to be independent. Now here I am, going to school because I'm ready to go to college and get them a job and education. Women.
Oh, God, I love that one. Yes, there are some 10th planet people in here. What's the problem with that, Port? Are you anti-10th planet? Seriously? Come on. Yeah, Chris, I know I owe you a phone call. I've been very anti-social this week. A family member said something that was, I thought was, completely off base that really irritated me for at least half the week. So I'm coming out of that. This is a good song. Check this one out.
Or a human person. Ask your doctor if it's right for you. Hey, you should try our new prescription medication. Side effects include sneezing, wheezing, labored breathing, trouble speaking, sleeping, eating, hemorrhages, internal bleeding, feeling short of breath, nausea, dry mouth, cough and fever, blockages of the ureter, choking, bloating, tremors, seizures, coma, stroke, or death, mood swings, muscle aches, weight gain, fugue states, osteoporosis, sudden psychosis, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, masochism, vampirism, sudden necromanticism, phantom limbs, fanaticism, chronic deja vu, transient telepathy, changes in your destiny, ancient forms of leprosy, chronic deja vu, loss of hair, weight, smell, taste, balance, vision, hearing, strength, loss of memory, will to live, sense of self, fucks to give. Do not take this medication if you are pregnant, breastfeeding, or a human person. Ask your doctor if it's right for you. Hey, you should try.
What did she say about necromancy? Jesus. Tempe is in Arizona. What do you mean? It's just banter, all love. Oh, there's a video you guys need to check out. This guy's called the Trekker. This dude's was looking at Google Earth on the computer for some places to camp out to look at the eclipse, and it's in Monument Valley. What's up, Hairspray Gypsy? Yeah, fucks to give. Monument Valley, which is Utah, going right into Arizona, so it might be Joe Gagan's area, and these geometric shapes of I think it was limestone. But I was enthralled. It was a 23 minute video. This guy had brought his drone out. He brought his dog. It was giving me a lot of anxiety because there was a lot of heights that he was scaling. But I need to find where that is. Let me see. Let me scroll through my Facebook to see what's called so you can check it out. It's called the Trek Planner, T-R-E-K Planner. And he discovered these impossible geometry on Google Earth, these jagged edges on the edge of this cliff. So he decided to go out there and map it out. And when he got there, this is obviously, he doesn't want to go into, he wants to continue to say it's like, you know, naturally occurring, but this is impossible. These are right angles all the way down this cliff and then these geometric blocks that are cut out. He says hundreds, maybe thousands of massive geometrical blocks, some of them weighing as much as Sherman tanks. So I might bring that in a little bit to show you guys a little bit of what's going on with that. But it's kind of like, it's like the Puma Puku of the Southwest, if you know about Puma Puku. Just rocks that are placed in ways that you're just like, who the fuck and what kind of technology was being used to make this happen kind of thing. And there's a new movie coming out called Fly Me to the Moon. We'll look at that in a little bit with Channing Tatum. I can't ever get his name right. But it's totally blowing the whistle on the moon landing horse shit. Tabana Bear, welcome in. Damn, Facebook has live captioning. It's live captioning me right now on Facebook. Are you kidding me? That is interesting. I'd like to see that. But I'm not going to go there right now. What's the Facebook copper? I'll give it to you here. I'll put it in the thing. I'll add you. Port. Copier Barrett. I'm only going to call you Copier. Your name is so different than your bear name. I can't get my brain around it. Where's that Gaggington bot at? I'm more Jewy than you, Debanna Bear. Never forget. Man, I've been watching some more of that Nick Fuentes stuff, but I tell you, I don't want to pick up on that on his bitchiness. I don't want to get that angst back into my life. I've been living without the angst for a while here. There you are, Portimus. Hold on a second. Let's add you. Oh wait, where did it go? I can't. What's up, Alicia Savage? Now, why is it not showing your thing? Oh, there it is. Okay. Mr. Nagus, Jason Porteous. Okay. Yeah, is it doing live? Is it actually transcribing my words into closed caption on the thing? Mind you, I missed the Hangman Bears merch sale and now will not buy any until the sale. Nah, just get it anyway, man. It's good stuff. And I should have gotten, I will say on the hoodie, you should get one size up. Because it's not too small on me, but it's like that close to being too small on me. Yeah, I'm doxing you. Dude, your name's on your Instagram, right? Yeah, before you say it. Yeah, you need to get one size larger on the hoodie. I don't know about the t-shirt. The t-shirt fits perfectly. But I think the hoodie, I should have gotten one size larger. But it's always dicey. I don't want like a big, big hoodie. Yeah, I know you don't give a fuck. I get it. Yeah, I just wasn't prepared to do a flat earth segment and get into arguments with Tim Jester and the rest of the fanboys on Facebook. we will watch the Real Good Engineering video. I know you guys have seen this one with the cupola.
And a shaft that you rotate.
So, I mean, like on the space station.
Here. And a shaft that you rotate.
So, I mean, like on the space station, how many of these would you have?
Seven, because we have seven windows.
What happens if you get a leak on that?
Then you have a leak.
You just have a leak.
And what you would do
is... You lose air.
Yeah, you would probably seal the whole cupola off. And then there's probably a plan, I don't know off the top of my head, but there's probably a plan for replacing the mechanism.
Okay, so stop. There's probably a plan. There's some kind of a procedure in place that if you start losing air, you have a leak in the cupola, that you seal it off. And there's probably something. I don't know. The guy supposedly spent a lot of time on the International Space Station. He doesn't have any clue as to what the deal is. Continuing.
Some might require a spacewalk.
So my question is, how can you operate a lid on the outside of the space station by manipulating something mechanical on the inside of the space station without losing air pressure?
It's called real good engineering.
Summary of what the mission goals are for your time on orbit and what responsibilities and jobs...
Shut the fuck up, Donnie. Exactly. He's like, it's called really good engineering. That's your fucking answer, Don Pettit, you fucking retard.
Jobs are going to be yours when you're up there.
Well, I'm one of the science guys, and I'm one of the repair guys. And fortunately, there's lots of science and lots of repair to do on station, so that will certainly keep us all busy.
On October 14th, 2023,
this is the smart guy at NASA who's been up to the International Space Station many times and spent a lot of time up there. And his answer is, it's really good engineering. And you can see the wheels turning. And he says, fortunately, there's a lot of, I'm a science guy, and I'm a fix-it guy. And there's a lot of stuff to fix and a lot of science. Mm. I think I saw an ad the other day that had something to do with NASA on it. And I said, oh, you lost me. You lost me at NASA, that NASA figured it out. Donnie is definitely a special, special boy. Have you seen the... He's talking about how he's now they're turning their fucking they're defecating into fucking coffee or something. Have you seen that? Let me see if I can find that shit. Unpettit coffee out of poop. Here we go.
Okay, we're watching. Here is a little cup I made from an overhead.
All right, let's see if I can bring this in. This is Don Pettit describing how they turn human excrement into coffee. Unbelievable.
Video now. And I've also got a bag of coffee, and we can suck our coffee out from a bag, but to drink it from a cup is hard to do because you can't dip the cup up and get the liquid out, and it's also easy to slosh. So with the special shape of this cup,
oh no,
the surface tension forces will...
This is a special shape of coffee. No, that's not it. Where's the one where he's talking about how he's turning their shit into coffee? Can you believe how astronauts live? Astronauts demo drinking coffee in space. Would you like to try the liquid gold from pigeons? Ugh. It may not even be easy to find because it's so ridiculous. They probably scrubbed it already. Knowing NASA, they're so forthright. Oh, the Vag Cup. You're recording this for me? How are you recording this for me? Isn't this already being recorded? Didgeridoo, what is that one? Didgeridoo. Oh, that. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That's what I thought it was. Oh, since Copper's here and we already started, let's go ahead and put the intro music on. 1 second. Hopper, if you're the quasi producer for this show, you got to remind me to put the intro music on before we get too far into the stream. It's like 32 minutes in. Oh, I want to see those captions. I can't believe it's doing that. Does it say things like fag and cock and asshole, all that stuff? Does it say anti-Semitic without flagging me for to be removed from Facebook? At this point, I could give a shit if I got removed from Facebook. Facebook is just kind of like it's an incidental afterthought. Yeah, the Vag Cup. I swear to God, NASA is so fucking obsessed with sex. Unbelievable. Let's see what else we got. Oh, this was interesting.
It's not. If I were to ask you to go get me a square out of a tool bench, what the fuck would you look for? If you said triangle, get the fuck out of my comment section right now, you blue collar working ass. Who names a triangle a square? Men. Fucking men do. My husband's like, hey babe, can you go get me the square? I was like, what's that? Because I've done this song and dance before where I just think I know what it is and then I'm humbled quickly, and I didn't want to do that. All right, it sounded way too simple. And I knew that was going to be the first fucking mistake. And he's like, it's shaped like a triangle. Of course it is. Why wouldn't it be? So I go and I find his triangle square and I present it to him. Your triangle. He's like, it's a square. And I'm like, it's triangle. I learned my shapes. Sucked at geometry, but I did pass. He's all, it's called square because it makes 90 degree angles. So you always have a perfect square. I don't care. It's shaped like a fucking triangle. Call it a fucking 90. Solve all the problems. Take shapes out of it. That'd be too easy. Can you go get me the 90? Because it makes 90 degrees. No, go get me the square that's shaped like a triangle. Dumb. This is gonna sound like a trick question, and it's not. If I were to ask you to go...
Okay. She's right, though. I'm not sure why you would have that kind of contentious relationship. Why can't husband and wives just be harmonious? Is it so much of Mr. Nargis, she's a keeper. Why do they have to be all at odds with each other? That's the one thing I'd never want to be in a relationship is like where you're in a relationship with somebody you're competing all the time to like be right all the time. That just sounds like a nightmare. I'd rather be alone. I'd rather be with you, Baxter. Big boy. Baxter's like he's an end belt at sleeping, Mr. Nargis. This is an example of why you don't let your children decide their sex.
$1,000 cash, or wait a minute, this two out of the box Oreo cookies.
All right, so for those of you just watching, the guy puts $10,000 in cash on the table in front of his son, and he says, the reason you don't let children choose their gender, and he says, hold on, and then he says, or these two right out of the box Oreo cookies, and the kid doesn't skip a beat, goes right for the cookies. Yeah, and you got to check out that Trek Planner on Facebook. I don't know if he's on any other deals, but that was some superb. Just his presentation was great, let alone how crazy the stuff that he was finding. Because the guy is goofing. Oh, he's just, I don't understand that. Like, why would you just try to fuck with your wife? What's up, Joe Gagan? What's oral? I'm always looking up shit you guys say because I always think I'm going to miss something. What is oral? Oral. Oral mean in Spanish. It means hey, yay. Oh, come on, move it. Let's go. Okay. So you're speaking in Mexican now, Joe? Come on into the regular chat. I can't believe you're over in Rumble. Although I'm always like giving you guys shit about how that's where you're supposed to go. So how many of you think that Jason was the killer for Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend, Ronald Goldman? Or do you think that the latest it could be something drug related with the mob, because that's totally on the table for sure. It sounds like something the mob would do, like almost cut people's heads off. By the way, Christmas is right around the corner. So you pick up stuff from shirtsaloon.com to get your Hanging with Bears merch. And if you want Bears merch, merchforbears.com, merchforbears.com. They should come up with a anti-despair gardening club circa 2017. Can we pull it in Telegram? We could, although I don't think my Telegram is super, super prolific yet. Oh, shut up. I'm seeing if what Rumble's looking like right now. I always forget to check this shit. Do you want to debut my new video on here? Sure, Joe. How would we go about doing that, though? There it is. Welcome in, Joe. We've already watched half of my funny videos. Half of my content's already been blown. Joe, have you heard of the Monument Valley, which is the bottom part of Utah going into Arizona? Because I just watched a fascinating video on that last night. Sent it to you on TG. Okay. Yeah. Let's see. Let me get my Telegram up. Can you post shit into that, into the Bears R Us Telegram? I'll import whatever you got. His ringworm took over on Tuesday. I'll tell you what I did with that ringworm is I got that stuff that I use for the dairy allergy, and I put that on there, and that seemed to help. So, yeah. It seems to be better. No, on Tuesday, it was like hives. That's the best way I can describe it. And what happened was, is that there was a culmination. I went to a Mexican place on Friday with a friend and had something with some white cheese on. I thought, you know, it was higher quality cheese. It probably wouldn't affect me. I think it really took me out of the game. Edging the content for sure. Sent the vid. You sent it on Telegram? Oh, on your, okay, I see it. All right, let me see what I got here. Can I drag and drop this shit? Wait a minute. How do I get this video out of Telegram, bro? Because I'm not going to be able to share this. I can't just drag and drop it. Fuck. I can forward it. Welcome to my workshop. Today we're going to be working on... Wait a minute. How do I fucking get this? All right, hold on. Let me see if I can present it through my share screen. Application window, Telegram. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Okay, Daddy, I'm not so stupid anymore. All right, here we go. Let me see.
Welcome to my workshop. Today we're going to be working on boards and tools.
I need to see if I can save it. Hold on. I got it. Gagging wise. Hold on, bro. Stop screen. I figured it out. Okay. Save as.
Today we're going to be working on boards and
Joe Gagan to the desktop. Boom. All right. Let me see if I got it. Hold on, Joe. Oh, that doesn't look like a file that can be played, though. No, it's coming up. It's code, bro. Save as. There it is. All right, let me try that now. All right, I got it. All right, bringing it in. See, every time we do something like this, we learn something new and we're able to take it to the next level. All right, here's Joe's new video.
I'm digging the wise. Welcome to my workshop. Today we're going to be working on boards and grind our tools. We're going to be working on our tools, tool maintenance. Follow along as we find out the best methods that we use in our shop. Digging the wise. Let's start with the clamps. Always use a lot of clamps whenever you clamp something. Let's talk about boards. I like these kind of boards. If you have to glue two boards together, this is the way I would recommend for you. This is what I've been doing for a long time, like for years. Where's my other board at? We have a safety tip. Never keep any rags anywhere near your grinders because they will bind up and pull your body parts into the grinder. And don't leave your grinder running on the bench with nothing happening. Thank you for watching Gagan the Wise. And stay tuned. Don't forget to subscribe and hit the like button and tell your friends.
I don't know if I approve of the music, Joe. It's a little Mexican. Gagan the Wise. That's a little too close to Woodshop the Gay, though, isn't it? The vid is lagging. Yeah, I probably have too many things uploaded at the same time. I still have to get somebody to come over and work on my packet loss. I might call IT Bear once I find out about that one thing we've been waiting for. Poca always hits. Oh, it sure does. And spends hundreds of dollars on my shop and fundraisers. Port Bear says, bro, that's German polka. I don't know the difference. I can't stand polka music to begin with. I don't understand how the Mexicans like the, what is that thing called? The Joe threw me under the bus quick. What is it called? What's up, casting couch? What's the instrument called that the Mexicans use that's also in the polka thing? I can't believe I can't remember what it's called. Accordion, thank you. Yeah, why do they think that thing sounds good? Why does anybody think that sounds anything other than like a dead animal screaming for life? Tuba. The tuba is okay. The tuba is all right, but the accordion is just nonsense. It's and that's like... I think I saw somebody having a birthday video earlier with an accordion, and then I turned it off immediately. City Boys, we up in the grocery store. You love accordions? How do you love accordions? How is that even possible? It sounds like you're at a carnival or something. Gunny. Golly, Joe. How did Joe throw you under the bus so quickly? How do you mean? Poca always hits. I'm not so sure about that. Jesus, Luis, is the music too loud? It's probably the garbage oils, then fry everything, and it causes the allergies. I just kind of feel like, who was it that was telling me? Two Acre said he was going to send me some smoked cheese that he thinks not going to put me into that place. Festive instrument, but sure is festive. I think Mexicans have the worst taste in music. And I can't believe the accordion is something that they adopted. I thought that was it was just in polkas. And then I heard it in the Mexicans stuff. And I was like, okay, these guys are adopting this. So tell me, Joe, about your new channel, Gagan the Wise. What are you're just talking about safety tips in the shop? Going to misspell one word from here on out. There were German immigrants in my neighborhood growing up. The polkas always take me back. I think your beard length right now is a good length. I think you should keep it at that length. It's a quality length. Then you go too much longer than that, you start getting into, crying from the wilderness type of thing. Where's Liz? She loves your stream. Fuck that lady, man. I think she got turned off by me saying kick rocks. Nobody cares. I went on her. There's a screenshot of me and you from our chat, Gunny. And then it's like, so I'm like, man, don't fucking screenshot me and put me into your fucking weird channel that no one cares about. And it's completely and totally irrelevant. Hi, Liz. She's not listening. That's not true. There's tons of people come into the live chat on Rumble. Don't say shit. Don't ever make any comments. Don't say anything. And so I always wonder what the story is with that. If they're all just hate watching. And supposedly StreamYard is supposed to put in the Facebook comments in here automatically, but I don't see them. So I don't even know if anybody is, if there's any, let me see what's going on with that. I'm going to see if I can see my own video on Facebook. Since I don't have a Gaggington. Hold on. Tell you, nothing ever works when I come on here. Groups, me. I know you're saving that video for me so I can see what it looks like with the captioning. And I didn't select that at all, so I don't even know how it decided to do that. That seems like a serious amount of resources to put into this thing. But we appreciate you, Facebook, if that's what you're doing. That's pretty cool. Let me see. There it is. I want to see if there's any comments on here. Yeah, it's not showing the live video. Go live. Well, I know it's live because you told me it's live, but I don't see it. All right. I don't care. Port is excellent at video making. Are you now? You did a great job, Port. Thank you for doing that. I like it. Oh, so you made the video for him. Is that why you were talking about German polka? So you're going to do a video on safety features, Joe? Was that what you're doing? Gagging the Wise started out as a play on Woodshop the Wise, but I chose not to parody him. Just use the name. Yeah, you can totally use that because that guy's currently residing in the Where Am I Now file. Proper grammar is important, always essential. Retired grammar Nazi. I agree. There's a lady on that I commented on the video earlier who had some trans person on. They come on and they say, I'm they, she, or whatever. And she says, well, I speak proper grammar, so I'm going to call you what you are, because you're not plural. You're only one person. You're a single woman. And she's like, well, actually, I'm a non-binary, blah, blah, blah. And so she was like, well, I'm into speaking proper grammar. She was an English broad. You guys have seen that video. I was like, that lady, I'm with you, but you probably got fired like the very next day for saying that. I'm only working for copper from here on out. What are you using to edit, Port? Because I'm working on an intro video for Owen's stream, but I don't want to give up any specifics. I don't want anybody to use my idea. But it's going to take a lot of work. And it's also going to take an extreme amount of editing to be able to do what I want to do with such a short amount of time for the video. Like the music's only like a minute 20. I had a reason to insist bears use English well. It's a whole thing. It takes a few paragraphs to explain. No, I really appreciate good grammar. That's why immediately when I saw that she, he, they thing, I was like, you're not they. They is plural. Like, yeah, but if you're talking about somebody like we were just mentioning, like they went over to the store, you're like, yeah, but that's a certain specific time that you do that. That's not the norm. Like video leap. Let me check out what that is. I use Final Cut Pro, and I got so used to using that I tried to go back to using iMovie, and it's so remedial that I had to get Final Cut Pro again because I'd become so used to using all the features. Keep it funny, yo. What is Mr. Nargis? Can you explain to me why you say ja 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 instead of ha 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 when you're not Brazilian? What is the story with that? Marco Pi Trump TV, welcome in. Yeah, we're going to find some different types of folks that are going to come in on this stream because it's on my Hoodly Daddle Bear Instagram instead of Bears Are Us. Well, I like messing with AI algorithms, so I use all kinds of words. Brazilians say iMovie compared to Final Cut Pro is no contest. I've used iMovie before, then I went to Final Cut Pro, and then when I was thinking about doing editing again, I was like, I don't need Final Cut Pro. I can probably get away with iMovie. I went back to it. They took away features from what they used to have. There's less features in iMovie now than there were probably 8 years ago. They use they to convey the split personality. Exactly. Mr. Nargis, I still laugh at your N-word belt joke. That was a classic for sure. The N-belt was classic. What were the other ones you came up with? Final Cut Pro is professional. Anyone use Blender? Never heard of it. Identify as an Aztec high print. So there's that. Ja, ja, ja. Apple always dumb shit down. Well, Final Cut Pro, I thought, was made by Apple, though. Let me see. Is Final Cut Pro X made by Apple? Final Cut Pro, often abbreviated FCP or FCPX, is a professional non-linear video editing application initially developed by Macromedia and since 1998 by Apple as part of its Pro Apps collection. All right. There you go. Is Blender a way to make Tranu instant classic Nargenson? Yeah. Also, I think Logic is Apple's version of whatever you call it. What's the music software that everybody used for a long time? What's up, Long? Nate. Blender is the Linux work-alike to Final Cut Pro, like GIMP is to Photoshop. You know what's funny is that I have absolutely no idea how to use Photoshop, although I can always do workarounds within Final Cut Pro to do Photoshop type stuff. I use that app called Canva, Canva, to make memes and different stuff. That's the easiest way for me to work it. It's kind of like color forms. Very dumbed down, but I'm so dumb, so it's tailor-made. Yeah. No, I get it. Final Cut Pro, I was really getting into doing, what is it called? Where you're able, like, almost, it's not animation, but let me see what it's called in Final Cut Pro. X animation. Can you animate in Final Cut Pro? Keyframes. I was really getting into that before I got away from Final Cut Pro. I had a bootleg copy of it, and then I upgraded my iOS, and that's like the cardinal sin to do if you don't actually own the program with Apple, because it eats everything. And it's not backwards compatible. which, so I finally bought Final Cut Pro, and now it's like I can get into it. But keyframing was something I was getting into, and then I lost it. I lost all of it. What's next for Andy joined? Welcome in. I don't like these chroma green screens edits are in Final Cut Pro. Video Leap has a lot of features and templates. Is it a PC-based situation, though? Because I'm usually not going to gravitate towards anything that's going to be that finds itself on PC the whole time. Like, I know 2 Acre gives me shit about having an iPhone, but I got Apple, so it makes sense. It's not going to make sense for me to use Android. Although it was interesting to see that article he gave me about how Android, that iPhone was purposely making their video shitty on Android to make Android look shitty. So that's kind of fucked up. Well, I'm kind of disappointed in Facebook. Like, no one has come in and said any comments on here, unless they're not streaming the comments on here, which they're supposed to do with StreamYard. Facebook poll. He uses Apple except iPhone. Yo, iMovie on a phone always got the job done back in the day. They took away features. I've never seen that happen before. It's very NASA-esque. They had technology and they just took it away. They said, "Oh, if you really want to use iMovie, we're going to take away features," and you're just like, basically, it's like remedial math. You can't really do anything creative on there. It's got like a couple of titles and like it's nonsense. This is a good one.
Oh, it's not. You look like a fool. Your face.
What do you mean?
Your face. Your, what is that?
It's my new look.
Your new look? Who are you trying to, what are you trying to be?
Wolverine.
Like the superhero Wolverine?
Yeah, like the superhero.
You're an adult. You're not a kid.
What the fuck?
No. You need to change that.
No.
You gotta change it.
No.
You look stupid.
I'm not shaving my fucking beard.
Why?
Because it's fucking cool.
No, it's not. You look like a fool. Your face.
For those of you that are just watching, this guy did a Wolverine beard haircut, and his girlfriend's giving him a lot of shit about it. I don't know. Instagram kicked us off again. What's up, Trident Bear? Yeah, they're messing with us again. For Real Bear Leandro, welcome in. Debana Bear, welcome in. What's up, ma'am? You want to come in and chat for a little bit? Let me see if I can invite you. Go live with Trident Bear. Maybe that'll keep us from getting kicked off. Fucking nonsense. After hours, it'll boot you on IG. What's up, man? His facial hair. How are you? Not too much. Let me see if anybody can hear us. Can you guys see Trident Bear?
There we go. Got some light there.
Oh, you got a little gray happening there, Chifo.
Oh, yeah, dude. This is real. This is it.
It kind of reminds me of you got like the Magneto thing going on there.
Yeah, dude. It's weird. It was like 45. It was like 20 just in that one spot. And it just kept growing. And so now it's there. I don't know. They call it foliosis. I call it gray hair.
They called it what?
I don't know. There's a condition called foliosis where.
Poliosis.
Spray paint on the inside of the tooth.
Poliosis hair. Yes, it itself is simply a harmless lack of pigment in hair follicles, which causes them to become white or gray. Yeah, there was a kid in high school that had that. He had like fire engine red hair, but he had like a white spot on the back of his head. And I forget, they always gave him shit about it. What's up, Tara Bear? A bunch of people just jumped in here. Riverside Bear.
Sorry, I'm walking around. I'll try to keep it as stable as possible.
Hey, Patty. Patty, real estate agent to the stars, is in here. Nice. Oh, just kicking it. We were looking at some funny videos and stuff. And Joe's got a new video where he's showing people how to not hurt themselves in the shop. Something that maybe Sleep Deprived Bear may have wanted to check out next time he's trying to not cut off his finger. He said a branch fell on his head, and then I guess he got discombobulated and he dropped the chainsaw on his finger. I was like, fuck.
Oh man.
I remember one time I was training with this guy and I hadn't seen him in a long time. It was at a seminar and he went to shake my hand and he was missing like part of his thumb, but I wasn't ready for that. Like he didn't prepare me for it. It's like, yeah. He had an accident in the shop and I was like, God, dude, you could have fucking given me a warning on that. Like, so I wasn't ready to see that. Oh, it's horrible. Fellow recovering racist bear. Ooh, there's a blackface in here. Did you see that dude? He was on North Pole Bear's thing. He put whatever like wood stain on his face to do blackface. It was starting to burn, and his boys were like, dude, you got to get that shit off you now. And he was like, you know how hard it is to get that shit off your hands? He's like, this guy had it full on his face. He had blackface from wood stain on his, I don't know what he was thinking. Did you guys see that? He put wood stain on his face.
It's totally stained on his face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is that you, fellow recovering racist bear? Because I can't see your little picture.
Yeah, oh.
What's up, Sign Painter Bear? Nutella, dude. I saw that guy do that with squid ink. Yeah, that's not. Nah, that's wild, though. He says it's wild. That's not you? That's not you, then? God, I was like, dude, I was getting anxiety watching it. Hey, keep it going for a second. Hey, try to talk to the people for a second. I'm gonna go to the bathroom, then I'll let you go.
Okay. What's up, everybody? Who's in the house? We got Dan's in the house. I saw Joe who's in. Sign Painter Bear, man. That was cool. I enjoyed your guys' show the other day. That's I'm a parking lot striper. That's why I asked you about the stencil. You know, we live by stencils. I try not to do freehand if I don't have to, but sometimes the machine doesn't fit, and I'll finish the single line next to a car by hand. I can paint a pretty straight line with that striping gun. As I get older, it's hard to stay low to the ground, but never do signs like that. But a lot of stenciling. What's going on? What kind of pup? Dude, I got a Conic Corso. And he's 12 weeks old this week, and he's 40 pounds. Dude, he's a freaking monster. He eats like crazy. He's a good boy. I was just saying, my new pup, my Conic Corso, he's only 12 weeks old. He's already 40 pounds.
My brother's got two of them. They're huge. They're huge. Their faces are bigger than my whole torso.
So funny. He's a, I guess guess they say that, you know, sometimes your animal resembles you and he's got that little white patch. And he's got... See that?
Are they expensive?
Yeah, he was a penny, man. He was, I'm not gonna lie, he was an investment. You
know? Are you gonna stud him or?
He's gonna be big in a handful, but we got him from a local breeder here, and the parents came from Bosnia and Italy, so we got a really good AKC line. And he's just amazing, dude. Like, just that. It's been so long since I've had a dog. Like, I literally feel better every day when I come home. Like, it's interesting. It's like your kids. It's kind of like the kids, you know, like you just get a love on them, and it's just there's especially with a puppy, like there's nothing else going on. It's like kids and puppy, kids and puppy, kids and puppy.
Yeah.
But he's on that chewing phase, but you forget about that. You forget about that part.
I got three, but they're all older, so they don't bite on anything. They don't chew on anything. They don't. My mom got a Labradoodle a while back, about a year ago. And my mom's like 77, and but she's I don't think she did her research because the damn thing has so much goddamn energy. It's walking around on springs all the time. Yeah, she didn't. I was like, why didn't you just get like a simple, like little lap dog, like just to chill, you know? Why you get this fucking energy ball that, like, you know? And it's all, he's also 7'9". I mean, he stands up, and you're like, Jesus, how does fucking Owen do 3.5 hour streams and never take a piss? Does he just not hydrate? So I'm like, I'm always going to the bathroom when these things.
I don't know. He's always got.
Maybe he's got you know, one of those catheters or something underneath the table. Yeah. Can I pet the dog? Can I pet that dog? Ja, 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 that kid. Yeah, he's like gray, right? He's like steel gray.
In the early 1900s, and so there's an American, you know, bloodline, and a European. We got a European that kind of had that longer face, droopier eyes, and you'll see other ones on the internet where they're like really super sharp,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have a lot of skin. They're a little more square, boxy. They're beautiful too.
How big is you're supposed to get?
So, he's I think he's 2, or he's 140. He's either 140 or 150, somewhere in there. But he's only 2, and they fill out until they're 3. So,
that's unbelievable, dude.
Personality, man. Like, boxers are goofy. They're just goofy and just kind of airheady and happy. Dude, Corsos are all business, dude. They just have this look, and they're just guard dogs, very regal, and I dig that.
Yeah. Copper says she does 3-hour streams without a rest stop. It's just determination. And DeBandit says Damien needs a shit bucket. These intermissions are very unprofessional. Okay. All right. You try doing this shit, dude. That pup is gonna be huge. I recommend a bedside commode. Oh man, I can't believe you use that word, Copper. I haven't heard that word in a million years. That's a very southern term for commode for toilets. I thought commode sounded ridiculously gross when I was a kid. When my grandmother used to say that shit. I was like, ugh, commode.
Yeah.
Can you come up with a worse word for toilet? I thought toilet was bad. The John's fine. The lavatory always sounded pretty. That sounded pretty professional. If you want to keep it like that, to Bandit Bear. Sign Painter Bear says, "I love the way boxers lean against you with all their weight. They're all got doggy Down syndrome." Yeah, Baxter has doggy Down syndrome, don't you, Baxter? He's just happy. He's just happy to be at the party. I call him Mr. Wags. All he does is just wag his tail. He's in pain from his hip dysplasia, but he's always in a good mood. So it's one of the things that my dogs have taught me. Yeah. I just wanted to say, hey, because we've been trying to get together. We'll do a stream sometime soon here. We'll set something up.
I appreciate everybody. Better
bears. All right. See you, ma'am.
Bye.
That was Trident Bear has left the chat. Yeah. How do we get kicked off of fucking Instagram like that? Fucking bullshit, man. See, you can hit the head. No one gives you any shit about it. DMX fan club official. Nice. Welcome in. Yeah. Well, Trident Bear and I had talked about doing a stream a while back, and then I started doing these solo streams. And so I wanted to just say hey to him and let him know I wanted to do something in the future. I think Condor Bear, I asked him if he wanted to do a stream as well. Copper, we should do a stream together. What do you think? You want to do it? What do I have here? That's that. Okay, we already did that there. All right, I've pretty much shown all of my videos here. Maybe landing the plane a little early tonight, depending on what Instagram's doing. I'm not going to do this whole like logging in 15 times with Instagram. Casting couches back. It's called really good engineering. Has Hanging with Bears exclusive contract. Oh, okay. Is that how it is? You got exclusives? It's got exclusives. Bunch of people jumped in here from when Trident came on that I've never seen before. Yeah, that guy that put the wood stain on his face to do blackface. The other night really freaked me out. I started to get kind of concerned because I was like, what is he going to do to get like let's look up what you would need to get off of your face. Let's see. How do you remove wood stain from skin? Mix of dish soap, laundry detergent, and warm water and a fuckload of time scrubbing. Use a large amount of laundry detergent if you don't have sensitive skin. Well, that's just got to be a nightmare on your face. Or if the stain is particularly difficult to remove, you have sensitive skin, you should probably use only dish soap. You might want to water it down with some mixture significantly. Or use some lava or something. Remember that? Where Vincent Vega's like, man, you don't got any lava? He says, I use soap just like... He says, my hand doesn't look like no damn, that towel doesn't look like them, the damn maxi pad. Wood stain, usually oil based. What an idiot. Yeah, I was, that was just, I couldn't believe it. And his friends were like, dude, is it hurting? He's like, yeah, it's starting to itch, it's starting to burn. I was like, of course it is, dude. Jesus, some industrial shit you put on your face. And the one guy's like, yeah, do you know how hard that stuff is to get off your hands? I mean, he had it caked on too. He had clearly had not thought about that beforehand. That's ironic that he poisoned himself doing blackface. Dude, you can, yeah, you could, well, what was it? Somebody, they were saying, remember the girl that did Mystique in the X-Men videos? And they were saying like, you can't, like you have to use a certain type of paint on people's skin because your skin is an organ and it's breathing, and you can kind of like clog everything up and keep you could poison yourself, literally. Turpentine bath. Yeah, that's probably the way to go. Laughs in black guy. That was really disturbing when I saw that. I couldn't believe that dude did that. He was on North Polar Bear's chat. Jeez, I am so this ginger ale is really gassing me up. My brother has those what are they called? Corsicas. Corsican. Yeah, he's got two of those dogs, and they're enormous. 150 pounds is that's going into another level. You're starting to enter into a different species. Yeah, add the aluminum and other shit into deodorant shampoos. There's a product you can put on like second skin that will provide a barrier. Like people have tried swimming in wine and they die from alcohol poisoning. Yeah, I bet. Water Malone, I'm sure it was a bit. What is Water Malone? Marmaduke. I remember Marmaduke, that cartoon. It reminds me of that I Love You Man movie where he's, what's that, J.K. Simmons had his friend's name was Hank Mardukas. Hank Mardukas. The fictitious character from the movie I Love You Man. And best friends with J.K. Simmons' character. What does he say?
Well, who's your best friend? I have two. Hank Mardukas has been my closest friend since our first year at IBM. Best man at our wedding.
Yeah, he was.
Talked to him 2-3 times a week on the phone for 30 years now. And then there's Robbie.
His son. His gay son.
Robbie is your other best friend? Correct. And Hank Mardukas.
Marmaduke was that with Marmaduke? Who was Marmaduke with in the cartoons? Marmaduke and their cartoon. Is Marmaduke a Corsican? Or is that a different breed? Oh, he's a Great Dane. Got it. Good times. Yeah, I'm going to put together an intro video for Owen's stream. It's going to involve the bears in it. It's the best I can give you guys as far as secrets. I need to get that that letter of offer, though. That needs to come through. So I talked to the recruiter again, and she said they're waiting on finance, and they have somebody new in finance, and that may be what's holding things up, because it's starting to get weird at work. The numbers are very low. And they can't, these low-hanging fruit jobs that we had back months ago that we were filling easily. Apparently, some people made some beefs with HR, and there's some lawsuits going on. So they're really, really super suspicious of anybody that's applying for these positions. So like the low-hanging fruit jobs are even harder to place than the regular ones. No, I haven't gotten it yet, but I checked in with the recruiter, and this is what she said. But it is getting weird, Copper. You tell me if this sounds okay and legit. Because I said on Tuesday, I said Good afternoon, Kayla. All is well. And she said, hi, Damon. Your ears must have been ringing as I was checking in with things with Linda a bit ago. We are still waiting to hear back from finance yet. I think they have a new person for finance and RCS division. So things are moving a bit slower as they are ramping up. I am hoping we'll hear back soon and I will be in touch as soon as we do. How do you feel about that? That seemed legit to me. Because I don't think it's going to be a regular offer. It's going to be an offer with a ramp, something to help close the gap between what I'm making with my current commissions versus when commissions would start to hit. So they need authorization. What do you think? Legit? And where are we on with Rumble? We're at 6 on Rumble. Yeah, I'm going to start landing the plane and bringing it down. It's been a weird week. I feel like the whole thing with the eclipse was anticlimactic. And then I've been also watching these videos that have been talking about how the moon wasn't visible for like 2 days prior to the eclipse, and that they felt it was very strange that we weren't seeing the moon encroaching into the sun. We just see the shadow of what the moon would be. So it starts to get very suspicious with whether or not that's actually the moon or something else.
Yeah, I'm going to keep applying.
Yeah. I just hate it. I just want to be done with it. So corporations can be weird about stuff and kick cans. I do it a lot when I need time. Well, I don't think they're being disingenuous. At the same time, it's getting weird. So, yeah. Prayers, please. That would be helpful. Not the moon, in my opinion, the black sun. That's the working theory. That there's something that's... Because then we get into the whole thing of... Because we know that... We don't know that the moon is definitely a solid object, seeing as we can see through it a lot of times during the day. At the same time, you see the moon over there and the sun over there in the day sky, and you go, wait a minute, how is that possible? And why can I see through it? Why does it look translucent? So if it's not a solid object and it's moving in front of the sun, and obviously it's the lesser light, how would that be overshadowing? So it's trippy. If you continue to apply it, puts good energy out there. Yeah, I think so. What do you think the black sun is, the Bandit Bear? I know it's the sun that's supposed to be underneath the in the nether region of the realm, projecting itself up. But then what, and I haven't gotten into a lot of Crow's videos, but talking about the second sun, would that be considered the second sun? We can't see it, but others seem to have proper working knowledge of the thing, humbly speaking. What, the black sun? It just seems peculiar that if the moon was a solid object and it moved in front of the sun, yeah, it would make sense. But if the moon, a lot of times we think it's plasma or a lens, or we don't really know what it is, why would it be moving in front of the sun and making any, I don't see how that would affect it as a solid object. The toroidal field theory, like the video you showed a couple weeks back. Yeah. Something's up with it. Everybody just assumes it's the moon because what else would it be? But the fact that you couldn't see it moving into the field of vision. And also they made one guy made a solid point, which was, why does it stop? So the moon is, or the whatever is moving in front of the sun is incrementally moving. And should it just be moving the whole time, not stopping for a certain period of time and then moving away? So I thought that was interesting as well. Who knows? All right, it's going to be a shorter one tonight. I'm not going to do the 3.5 hours, but I'll be back on Tuesday with more videos and fun stuff. Waters above, waves in the sky. It's very interesting. Yeah. But also the fact that they can predict whatever it is that is moving in front of it. That's pretty trippy. That even the sky clock people that know that this is going to happen, it's going to happen again in 2044, know that whatever is moving in front of it will happen and at these specific times. And that's why the moon always seems to be the heir apparent, but maybe it isn't. All right, so I'm going to close out with my outro music. Thank you guys for stopping in. I'll be back on Bears or Us next Tuesday on the Instagram. I'll figure out how to add it back into my iPad. Everything's been very cattywampus lately. But yeah, if you guys will say some prayers about the job thing, I'd appreciate that. And we will see you guys soon. Peace, y'all.